550 KMAN.
And good Monday morning, Brady Bowman with you on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we got top billing today on In Focus. We got a great show, a show that's really been in the plans for a long time. And I think my predecessor, Kathy Dawes, were setting this up quite a while back. But we got departing provost and senior vice president for K-State, April Mason, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Brady. Nice to be here.
Glad to have you here. Like I said, this is something that's kind of been in the works for a long time, and we've known for a while. I think it was announced, when was that? This August 2017, that you were going to resign effective June 30th of this year, and first got to K-State in 2009. So really glad that we can have you in the whole hour and just kind of go back and reflect a little bit, look at your time here at K-State, looking ahead, maybe things you're some of the plans you have, and just kind of talking about K-State for the future. But I guess, like, where do we start? There's so much.
There is a lot, and I'll have to reflect. When you say August 17, I announced that I would be leaving at the end of June of 18. That seemed like an incredibly long time. And as I'm sitting here on April 20, whatever we are, 3, it seems like, my goodness, it has just flown. Academic searches take an incredible amount of time and planning and work, and that's why I announced so early that I would be leaving, so that the university would be able to run a national search. And we will be making an announcement, I think, here quite soon, who my replacement will be, and I'm looking forward to that, because there's a lot of transition that I want to work with the new administrator coming in, that I can help them know some of the things that we've been working on, and work for a smooth transition for our university, because that's very important. Working with President Myers is exciting, and I know that he will have chosen a great replacement in the academic position of provost.
Well, I almost feel sorry for whoever that person is going to be, because a tough act to follow.
Well, you could say I have big shoes to fill. Indeed, I do. I have very large feet. So I'm sure whoever has it comes in will be able to fill my large shoes. No problem.
Well, you first came into K-State back in 2009.
Actually, I was hired in 2009 and started the very beginning of 2010, January of 2010.
I guess maybe just real quick, just to reflect on April Mason then and April Mason now.
I'm 8.5 years older.
8.5 years older. Okay, that's a good start.
I have a lot of great experiences that I will be able to reflect on as I move on. You know, who can imagine their first time going to a basketball game in Bramlage and seeing the traditions that are there? Who can imagine greeting new students in the new convocation that we have, and seeing so many bright, excited students coming into our university? There's so many things that I will miss very, very much, and those are two of them. Another one is welcoming our new faculty, faculty that are either continuing their career from another place here at Kansas State, or are fresh out of their postdoctoral fellowship or their graduate studies and have come to Kansas State to start their academic career as a faculty member. I truly enjoy getting to know our new faculty as they come in and then seeing them progress. And I've been here long enough that a number of faculty that came in very, very new have been promoted and tenured to associate professor, which is really exciting to see the development, the activity. The prospects for Kansas State University are incredibly positive. Yes, we have budget issues. Yes, we have, but who doesn't, by the way, these days? But we have some very, very exciting things going on. We have some really brilliant people that are moving the university forward. I am optimistic about higher education in general. I'll get a little philosophical on you. People wonder how higher education is going and if things will progress and if there will be physical universities in the future, you know, resident of universities in the future. Absolutely. There will be, in my mind. They may look differently, but they should as we change and as educational needs change. And I think Kansas State University is moving forward, adapting to new kinds of students. We used to call them non-traditional students, and now they are becoming more and more of a majority. People that are returning to education after being out for some time. And we need to work with them and be sure that we provide the kinds of educational opportunities that they can benefit from.
Does that probably help with you and your decision to move on, knowing that, that things are in pretty good hands?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I know that people that come after me will do wonderful jobs, and you know, I've had the opportunity to work with wonderful people. I've gotten to learn from people, and I think that's the exciting thing about being in higher education is it is a constant learning process. You asked what's the difference between April Mason 8.5 years ago and April Mason today. Besides the 8.5 years older and a few more gray hairs, I know a lot more about how people thrive, what motivates people, what helps excite people. I know that there's a lot more to learn, and they're great people to learn from, and that's a really nice thing to have learned.
Let's go ahead and take our first break. We got a lot of ground to cover. We'll take that first break. More with K-State Provost April Mason here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.